I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The chief minister of India's Manipur state resigned from office this month. In 2023, violence broke out between the Mai Tai and Kuki tribal groups and simmers to this day. Kukis have accused him of favoring the Mai Tais. John Padidi with Bibles for the World says about the resignation,
"We see this as a positive development that at least the central government is taking this situation seriously."
Minority Kukis are largely Christian, and the majority Mai Tais, Hindu. Padidi wonders if the violence against Kukis was somehow a backlash against more and more Mai Tais becoming followers of Christ. The tribes already vie with each other for natural resources and influence in Manipur state. Learn more in the full report online. For now, pray the peace and love of Christ will touch both people groups. Meanwhile, child sponsorship programs provide education, food, and discipleship for children in needy countries. Set Free's program goes a step further in East Africa, teaching kids about their identity in Christ and empowering them to reach others. Set Free's Zipporah Benting says,
"Some of these children are like 11 years old, and they're talking about being able to disciple their friends and even their parents."
One student says fear used to hold her mother captive. Her mother was deathly afraid of her stepmom, a practicing witch. Then the little girl shared Bible verses from her weekly lessons, and it helped her mom replace fear with faith. Discipleship continues at Set Free's Christian High School, where over 150 students recently asked to be baptized.
"The number for baptism just keeps growing."
Praise God for this development and pray for safety as a Set Free team travels from the U.S. to East Africa to watch the baptisms. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So, by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.